It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lemon, what do you want? Do you want to be alone for the rest of your life?
No, I just wish I could start a relationship about 12 years in, when you really don't have to try anymore, and you can just sit around together and goof on TV shows and then go to bed without anybody trying any funny business.
Lemon, don't overthink this. Gavin is a fabulous guy. If I were dating a man, he would be at the top of my list with Michael Jordan, Denzel Washington, Tay Diggs. God, do I have a black thing?
I do like him.
Lemon, you're going to go to Gavin's? Are you going to work this thing like a Chinese gymnast? Wear something tight, force a smile, and lie about your age.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067. Lots of people standing by to talk about this scam. Hey, listen, I've gotten the texters who love to just say how out of touch people are. Okay,
yeah.
The bottom line, I've never gotten one of these. Okay,
now you did.
I've been on the internet for well over 10 years, just like all of you. Guy says, you're dating yourself by sounding so bewildered by the oldest scam on the net.
How's this?
Well, the oldest scam on the net landed in my lap this morning.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's a dating yourself issue as much as this is the first time I've received one. Perhaps, Mr. Dating Myself, I've had more up-to-date security than you have on your little computer.
I've never gotten one.
Anyway.
But I dated myself this morning.
Another guy says, November 24th, 2008,
yes,
Mike O'Mara gets first Nigerian scam email 10 years after the rest of the internet, becomes confused and bewildered. F you. Really, F you.
Yeah.
Know-it-all nerd nicks. The fact is, I've gotten it today. And, you know, I haven't fallen for it. I'm coming in and sharing it with you. And perhaps I'm sharing it with other people for the first time. Mm-hmm. And in that way, I'm doing some good.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Incidentally, they say it's called the Nigerian 419 scam. Does that have anything to do with Pot Buzz? I'm not sure.
No, it has everything to do with Timmy. I think Timmy started it.
Let's go to Steven in Rockville. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Steven.
Hi. Thanks, Mike, for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm just going to guess, Steven, that you know your way around a computer.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. He's never known his way around an adenoid surgery.
Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, I had a family member who actually involved in a bit of a scam, and
really,
she got an email from like I believe eBay, or whenever she went onto the eBay site, it looked like legitimate eBay, like had the logo and everything.
Sure.
And,
Steven, can I ask you a question? Steven, can you hear me?
Yes.
Steven, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How come you sound like that? Is there something horribly wrong? Please tell me. I'll feel bad if there's something wrong.
Well, I'm a little stuffed up, but yeah.
Is that all? A little stuffed up? It sounds like you've had half of your face blown off.
It's droopy calling, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so you know somebody that's gotten screwed by this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the call. Matt in Spartanburg, you're on the Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Just doing a little radio show.
I saw a commercial on television a couple years ago. It was funny. They a guy approaches a lady on a bus, giving her the same spiel. You know, I got this money. Mm-hmm. And the commercial was, if you're not going to fall for this in person, then you shouldn't fall for it in the email.
Right. Okay. But I know that Chris Hansen did a special similar to the on this subject.
Yes.
Where they were actually, and for some reason Nigeria is where it happens. Let's go to Kathy in Leonard, Maryland. Is this Leonard Town?
Yes.
Hi, Kathy, or Leonard on Monday for
I
Joe.
I was living in Leonard Town.
Joe didn't want to go for the whole town thing, so he decided.
Mike, he's very busy.
He's
back
very
there.
Busy.
Very busy.
What can we do for you, Kathy?
Hey, you guys. Well, I have a twist on the scam, and it goes along with that 419. The Embassy of the United States has a Citizen Services Announcement, and OSAC, Overseas Security Advisory Council, has a notification. And this they call the romance scam.
All right, so you had a similar scam, but it was the romance scam?
And yes. In fact, I'm kind of in the middle of it at this moment. It's really funny.
So did you fall for it? Did you get sucked in?
Well, I got close.
So somebody sent you something where they want to be married or they want to...
Oh, yes. Well, it started being on like Match.com type thing.
Oh dear. All right. Well, that's another show, darling. Okay. We'll talk about that on another show.
But good
show.
Luck finding happiness during the holiday season.
Greg in Waldorf, you're on the show. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
No, I like that you're talking about this. I kind of thought that same kind of...
egotistical way. Who would fall for this stuff? And then I had a good friend fall for one.
Well, you know, you know what I think, Greg? I really think we're going on three tiers here. I get this thing, and I seriously think...
Three tiers!
One of my friends could have generated this just as a joke.
Yeah, no,
and then
no.
I share it with people, and then you've got the other people say, oh, it's been out there for 10 years. Mm. Well, I've read, you know, to be honest with you, most of this crap falls into my spam. I don't ever read it. I delete all the crap along with the Cialis ads that I get.
I know you only read the ones from Nigeria that guarantee you 35% bigger.
This just happened to fall in between two valid emails that I had, and I became aware of it, and I opened it up to check it out. Have you gotten these, Greg?
I think it makes sense. And a friend of mine, I was kind of joking about it too, fell for one, the Nigerian exchange student. Where they have where they basically says, hey, he's looking for a room to rent, and he's got a direct deposit check.
Let's get Timmy Obibane down here, please.
Yeah, you know what? This is I've gotten a lot of variants on what
this
guy has
done. Can we get Timmy on the phone, Rob? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
He's our expert.
Let's get Timmy Obibane. Since everybody's slamming Nigeria as the originator of this, I'm very curious.
Nigerian financial expert, Timmy Obibane.
Robert from Des Moines, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys, love the show.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to kind of comment on what you guys are talking about here today. I frequently check my spam folder and...
Hello?
Is that a coincidence?
I think the government cut him off.
Rob, did you hang up on that guy?
Sorry, he's back.
He's back? All right, yeah, very good. Robert, go ahead. Go ahead. Start again because you got cut off there.
I'm sorry. I go through these once in a while in my spam folder, and this one kind of struck me as kind of odd. The closing line of it states, you are advised to adhere strict and to cease all forms of communications that has to do with these fraudsters who have been coming up with one problem or the other, ceaselessly promising to release your fund to you, which they never did. What's funny is this is a carbon copy to the director of the FBI.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah.
Lots of weird. You know, it's Dodge City. It's the land of insanity. Chris in Germantown, you're on the air. And I know this is an old scam. I don't want to read that anymore, texters. Thank you. It's an old scam that people seem to be very interested in.
They are.
Thank you very much. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, guys? I just want to let you know that this is not even limited to just these email, Nigerian and Zimbabwe scams. I'm the president of a dog rescue organization, and whenever I post some of my rescue dogs on Petfinder, I'll get these replies.
Oh, that's where they ask the dog to open up an account, right?
No. It's like,
it's a joke.
I'm interested. Do you ship your dogs? I'm interested in. Actually, they don't even say dogs. They say, I'm interested in your item for sale.
Okay.
Do you ship out your item? And some of them are even like from Canada or something. And I almost got schnookered.
Schnookered?
Yeah.
I like that word.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Schnookered. That's a dog rescuing term.
Because we don't ship out our dogs, so I emailed this person back saying, I'm sorry, we don't ship out our dogs. And then I found out that it was just a scam. So it's just not limited to, all this other stuff.
Thank you for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel left out, one of the texters writes, that this is your first scam, Mike. They have this new invention called the telephone, too. Wild, wild stuff.
We have
Brandon and Reno. Bite me, Brandon.
I detect people are trying to bust your balls.
Do we have Timmy on line number 9?
Timmy standing by.
All right, let's go to the Nigerian nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. Timmy?
What's happening, Mike?
All right, now they're talking about this Nigerian email scam. Do you have any familiarity with this? And if you do, are any of your relatives doing this over in Nigeria?
The widow, I buy Binet.
Hey, they've tried to scam me too, man.
Really? They've tried to scam
you? Wow.
I love it when Timmy does his hip speak.
It's more of this Nigerian on Nigerian crime.
And I hate it.
This is terrible.
I'm telling you, man, there's good and bad in every society. So.
Right.
All right, Timmy, I need you to do me a favor. All right. For this radio show right now, for anybody that might speak your native tongue, I got one of these emails. I would like you, in your native language, and I know you hate speaking your native language. Mm-hmm. You do, don't you? Do you still hate speaking your native language?
I absolutely do not hate speaking my native language.
All right.
It's just that I've forgotten how to speak it.
That's terrible. All right, well,
do you know how to say stop it? Just stop it?
Stop the madness?
I can't. I don't know how to say it. Okay. I'm ashamed to say
he's
it.
Too Americanized.
How about this? Do you know in your native language? Do you know how to say "you look lovely, ma'am"?
I bet he knows that.
Bet he remembers that one.
Or sleep with me.
Everybody can say that.
Teach me,
Timmy. I'm worried that your relatives are doing this to me. This is terrible.
No, it's not. It's not. None of my relatives.
Sure,
man.
It is. It's Bobby and Sissy O'Bibane.
Bobby O'Bibane.
No, my relatives. My relatives. You know, they all like to eat, and they all like to play soccer and stuff like that.
Incidentally, Timmy's relative, seriously, you know, Timmy comes from...
he's connected.
From pretty good stock.
He's royalty,
there.
Isn't he?
I think he's royalty.
I think he's your prince, right?
They based a lot of the movie Coming to America on Timmy's life.
Timmy, thanks a lot for participating, and we'll see you when we start our Black Friday feature.
Oh, absolutely,
nothing personal.
All right, thanks Timmy. Mike. Bye-bye. There he goes.
His father is James Earl Jones.
All right, I'm going to get through these as quick as possible.
Please.
Zach in Gaithersburg, really quick. You have 5 seconds for your story.
Hey, guys. I run an order fulfillment company, and we mail out books and things like that for
you. Thank you very much. Your time is up. Let's go to George in Arlington.
Hey, I actually taught these people how to do this in Nigeria, believe it or not.
Well, what did you do that for, George?
Bastard.
I choose not to believe it.
No. We had a startup company in Nigeria, and we had these IT parks. And we actually taught computer classes, and one of the things we watched, one of my engineers would come to me and say, hey, look, you know, look at the network. We had a spike in network, and we would trace down the IP, and we would go over there, you know, remote into the computer, and we'd see them running these programs. And like you said, Rob, I mean, they've got a diskette, and it just randomly generates emails, and they'll send out 10,000 at a time.
Wow. That's scary. That's very scary. Let's go to King. King, are you calling from Nigeria?
Scary, right?
Yes, this is King Fasad of Nigeria.
Arlington. Richard, one or two more on this. Hello, Richard.
Dissed by a king.
Okay, Richard. Sorry, Richard didn't get it together. Mike in Gainesville, go ahead.
This is Abdul Dualee.
Thank you very much. Let's go to John in Leesburg.
Hey, this is John. How are you?
Hi, John, real quick.
Oh, yeah, there's a website dedicated to these 419 people.
Right.
People actually make the Nigerians do things to get the money. Like, they'll make them put signs up and really mess with the Nigerians, thinking that they're going to get a payoff in the end from these scams.
Yeah, but aren't you at risk by even communicating them and letting them know your email address is valid?
Mm-hmm. It's like phishing.
Some people put up spoof email address.
Oh, my God, Rob, I've done that now.
Mike! You'll never see your 35%.
Hey! let's go to Bob in Vegas. Bob, you are the last word on this.
Hey, I work in law enforcement, and these have been going on, obviously, as you know, for a long time.
10 years, I'm hearing.
But there's an organization. The Postal Service is the organization that actually tracks these things.
Yeah, Robert.
And you can get it at fakechecks.org.
Now, hold on a second. I got a texter. I got to tell you this, Bob. A texter writes, Mike, they are only trying to get you to talk about it on the radio. LOL. It's a scam. Mm-hmm. Well, what benefit do they have for me talking about this on the radio?
They would hate it for you to talk about it on the radio.
Actually, we like having you talk about it on the radio.
The cops do, but you know, who's they? Well, anyway, some asshat.
That's right.
The texters are pissing me off today.
I should be clearer, Mike. The they I was referring to is the O'Bibane family.
Bob, what should I do with this? I got this in my hot little hand. What should I do with it?
Actually, you can just go to fakechecks.org, and you can report it directly to them.
Okay.
And then that shows you the other ones that are out here that are all over the place right now.
Cool. Beth Ann? Take it from me and do it. Bob, that's a perfect last word
for that.
I appreciate
Officer
that.
Officer Bob, thanks. We appreciate it.
But hold on. I don't trust Bob either.
I don't trust anybody.
I got that.
Research this, but
not org.
But don't give any information out. Certainly don't give my email address.
Org. Or your social.
It's
or anything.
Okay.
Give it back to me.
I was good. No.
Give it back to me.
Oh, come on. You
give
can
it back
me.
To me.
Aww.
It's
I'll do a good job.
No, it's not that you wouldn't do a good job.
Okay.
Beth Ann, you know. Beth Ann, just when you're looking at me like that, I have no faith in you whatsoever.
What?
You know, when you give me that look, it's like the tender heart look that means, you know, but you know, when it comes to, I read your copy.
You know, it's so funny. Right. Hindsight is 2020. Mm-hmm. Now I bet you regret all those years that you signed photos that you put your social security number down.
I used to think people cared about. God.
Where does the time go?
What's your tease? Because we got to do it.
It's the fun
we got Andrew Zimmern coming up here. And give me 10 seconds, tease.
All right. Gordon Ramsay may have cooked his own goose. Next hour in your Hollywood Buzz. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry, Buzz. We do have to take a break. I have no idea what happened to that break there. We will get to your first news. We got the Hollywood Buzz coming up, too.
Cool.
We're going to talk to Andrew Zimmern.
Cool.
This guy, I love this guy. I've wanted to have him on the show for months. He is the host of Bizarre Foods. This man has eaten testicles. I mean, real ones.
Lots of them.
Lots of them, and you know, all the stuff down there.
Uh-huh. Sure.
He'll talk to us about all the gross stuff he's eaten when we come back after these messages.
It's the Michael Mara Show.